Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory goes into effect for tonight. First for today, mostly cloudy skies with rain becoming likely into the afternoon, high temperatures reaching 47. Then for tonight, a winter mix of rain, snow, and even some freezing rain at times, 1 to 3 inches of snowfall with lows into the middle teens. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 31-year-old Manhattan man has been convicted of first-degree murder in a fatal shooting during an attempted robbery. A Riley County jury also found Richard Gones guilty Wednesday of five other counts stemming from the November of 2019 death of 24-year-old Tanner Zemanchik of Manhattan. Prosecutors argue that Gones shot Zemanchik while he and three others were robbing him of drugs and cash. They said the suspects met Zemanchik after saying they wanted to buy marijuana from him. Gones will be sentenced March 3rd. Two of the other suspects pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. The U.S. Army is offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to a conviction in the death of a Fort Riley woman last fall. The Army's Criminal Investigation Division is seeking information in the death of 22-year-old Infinity Hayes. The Geary County Sheriff's Office says Hayes and her husband were at a Milford State Park shelter on October 3rd when a man tried to rob them. The man shot Hayes. Her husband drove her to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor. Or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened. Because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mowers some end-of-the-season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street, and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
The Wichita School District is warning parents that temporary school closures may be necessary because so many teachers are out sick amid a rise in COVID-19 cases. The Wichita Eagle reports that Superintendent Alicia Thompson told parents in an email that the district hopes to give parents 2 to 3 days' notice before closing schools, but she couldn't promise decisions won't be made more quickly. The Bonner Springs and El Dorado districts have already canceled classes, and the Manhattan Mercury reports that the Rock Creek District in Pottawatomie County set an elementary and middle school were closed Thursday and Friday because of staffing issues. A sharp increase in quarantines and positive COVID cases has forced Fairfield USD 310 to close effective today. All activities for Friday as well as next week are canceled. Superintendent Betsy McKinney says the positive cases are among both the students and staff. Students will be in remote learning starting Tuesday and running through Friday. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts is proposing an income tax cut for corporations and nearly 419,000 residents whose incomes rise into the state's top bracket. The Republican governor said he would seek to lower the top rates to 5.84%, down from the current 6.84% for individuals and 7.25% for corporations that will go into effect next year. Like many other states, Nebraska is flush with cash from a...
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out there really are free lunches, because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Even as the seasonal cold and flu virus takes a toll on school and work attendance, COVID numbers remain a concern on a roller coaster ride that included a return to higher numbers locally. Washington County Health Department active cases rose to 88 this week, with a dozen hospitalized by the latest count. This reflects a one-third increase since late December and represents three times that of late November. 88 active cases are high for Washington County since November 2020. Marshall County reported 105 active cases as of Monday this week, with just four hospitalizations. The positive count was three times that of late December and well over numbers that have fallen to single digits at times this past fall. Another spike was noted early December, topping out at 136 active cases in Marshall County. Schools are battling not only a combination of virus among students, but teachers and staff as well. Among area districts, Republic County closed for a day Monday this week. Lynn's been forced to postpone some basketball games due to numbers, and Rock Creek announced closure of some facilities for the remainder of this week. Mask mandates have again re-entered the discussion for some districts, although none are reported locally at this time. The annual Twin Valley Lake basketball tournament tips off Saturday in Frankfort for both girls and boys teams. Divisions were split last year due to COVID concerns, with girls at Frankfort and boys at Onega. The league has implemented a revised seating formula for the tourney this season. Jeff Wirtz of a TVL Spotlight explains.
Well, this is a brand that they have used in the previous years in the state of Nebraska, something that is a little bit different. As you said, more PowerPoint-based, more who you have played. In previous years, records going into the tournament have seemed a little bit maybe not indicative of the team. There have been some early season upsets because of two teams are playing. Now they are going to base those seedings on who you have played.
In the girls' brackets, Centralia is top seed, Valley Heights second, Hanover third with byes in the first round. Fourth seed Donovan West also picks up a bye, as Lynn will not play in the first round Saturday. On the boys' side, undefeated Hanover is top seed, Centralia second, Clifton Clyde third with first-round byes, along with four-seed Axtell, who would have faced Lynn. Saturday action begins at 11:30, with games following at 1, 2:30, and 4. The brackets are posted on our KNDY website and will be updated as play continues through the next week. Jeff Wirtz with TVL Spotlight talks more Twin Valley Lake as the discussion continues on our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
It's a little bit of both, because it is going to be a trial process here just to see how this works out. And because the TVL tournament is so early in the season, quote unquote, you do get a little bit of maybe a different look at these teams. Maybe they aren't hitting their stride this early in the season. So to answer your question, it's really a little bit of both. Just kind of a trial process, but something that could be in the future for this Twin Valley League.
Raymond R. Throm, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Raymond Throm. Margaret Joanne Yarger, age 88, of Centralia, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., at the Centralia Community Church West, with the Lowra Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Margaret Joanne Yarger. Teresa J. Dodds, age 81, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m., at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 7. Family will greet friends Sunday, 3 until 5, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Teresa Dodds. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham loaf, scalloped potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and mixed fruit. Closed Monday for Martin Luther King Day. Tuesday's menu, hamburger, baked beans, peas and carrots, and cinnamon applesauce. Key Indy Y News Time, 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A low-pressure system and cold frontal boundary look to bring a wintry mix to the forecast for tonight into early on Saturday, where we do have a winter weather advisory in effect. First for today, mostly cloudy skies with rain developing into the afternoon. We'll have those high temperatures working up into the upper part of the 40s. Then for tonight, plan on a wintry mix of rain, snow, and even some freezing rain at times, expecting around 1 to 3 inches of nighttime snow accumulation with lows dropping back into the middle part of the teens. Saturday, a much colder day in store with breezy winds out of the west and northwest, lingering chance for some snow showers mainly in the morning, only expecting a high temperature to reach the middle part of the 20s. Those winds will be quite gusty out of the north, 15 to 25. Sunday, much quieter, lots of sunshine in the upper 30s, and moderating back to the 40s for highs on Monday with lots of sun. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high in the state 64. The average low 19 and the record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:45, sunset this evening 5:27. Well, ahead of the forecast winter storm, 39 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 14th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person in his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at cambridgeplaceseniorcare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
The Grizzlies continue to trend up while the Warriors may have hit a new low. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. For the second time in as many days, the Timberwolves experienced another fourth quarter meltdown, this time at the hands of the streaking Grizzlies.
Clark at the foul line, into the lane, out to Conchar, left wing three, jitty it up, bring it up, three on the board.
The call on ESPN 92.9 FM. After both teams traded leads throughout much of the final period, John Conchar hit a three ball as part of Memphis's 11-2 run to close out the game. The Grizzlies edged the T-Wolves 116-108 for their 11th straight win. It was an easy night at the office for the defending champs.
Rebound to Allen. He'll give it to Giannis the other way. 5 minutes on the head now to go in the third. Giannis takes it inside and thumps it down with a two-hand slam.
On the Bucks radio network, Giannis powered the Bucks with a triple-double, 30 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists in Milwaukee's 118-99 rout of the Warriors. Golden State has lost four of their last five. The Australian government has revoked Novak Djokovic's visa for a second time over his COVID vaccine exemption. Djokovic's lawyers will appeal this all 3 days before the Australian Open begins. On the college hardboards, unranked Oregon continues to be on cloud nine since their return from a COVID shutdown.
Richardson, pass to the left wing. Young, pulling up right mid-post. He hits it!
on Learfield. Several days after they beat their rival, the Ducks put in a valiant effort at Pauley Pavilion. Behind Jacob Young's 23 points, Oregon knocked off third-ranked UCLA in overtime, 84-81. Oregon head coach Dana Altman picked up career win number 700. NHL, for a second night, it was raining hats in Boston.
Spun up to the top right-wing circle. Pastrnak shoots, he scores!
On WBZ, a night after Brad Marchand logged a hat trick, David Pastrnak followed up with his own three-goal game for the Bruins. Boston outlasted the Flyers 3-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Thursday night basketball action, Valley Heights takes Rossville. In girls action, 66-46. And in boys play, Valley Heights beat Rossville 56-53. On Friday, Marysville tips off at Wamego. The games have an early start due to the impending weather. Girls varsity action, 4 o'clock, boys to follow. Live broadcast on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. 49th Annual Jayhusker Wrestling Tournament Saturday in the Marysville Activity Center.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Nearly 360,000 total tractors and combines left dealer lots in 2021 in North America. U.S. and Canada unit sales of ag tractors and combines finished 2021 with gains of more than 10% in nearly every category of both countries. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers released the data this week that shows U.S. total farm tractor sales gained 0.3% in December compared to last year, when combine sales for the month saw a gain of 25.3%. Those gains contributed to a total gain for the year of 10.3% for tractors, 24.7% for combines. In Canada, tractor sales in December grew 10.5%. Combines fell 17.6% year over year. Now, total sales for 2021 were up 19.4% for tractors, up 23.1% for combines. AEM Kurt Blades said sales gains over an already successful 2020 came despite the supply chain increases and the issues of workforce challenges that made 2021 a challenging year for just about all manufacturers. Nebraska Family Farms, the local independent meat processor, stand to benefit from a bill introduced in their state legislature. Passed unanimously in 2021, legislation established the Independent Processor Assistance Program, which provides a roadmap for increased local processing capacity and expanding market access to small producers, with the bill to not include funding for the program, as lawmakers recognize would be an ideal match for the federal relief dollars flowing into the state. But how to spend those relief dollars is a question being addressed in the 2022 state legislative session. A new bill seeks $10 million in state recovery funds from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act. And amid talks of climate change and the future of electric vehicles, recent forecasts suggest 2023 U.S. oil production will surpass the record that was set in 2019. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
On December 15th, a massive wildfire burned a large number of acres in central Kansas. Generational families lost ranch homes and cattle herds. The initial outpouring of help was tremendous, as people from all over brought hay, supplies, and financial assistance. It is what makes our country great. But as time passes, the need is still there. If you would like to provide supplies, hay, or dollars, go to agriculture.ks.gov. Click on the Kansas Recovery Resources. Again, agriculture.ks.gov. Search Kansas Recovery Resources. Thank you.
There will be a land auction, 468 acres in southeast Nebraska in Pawnee County, to be sold in three tracts for the Margaret Bookwalter Family Trust on Saturday, January 15th, sale time 10 a.m. in Pawnee City. Tract 1 is a quarter section, 6 miles north and a mile west of Summerfield, and includes 36 acres in row crop, 58 acres warm season grass, 35 acres pasture, and 16 acres CRP. Tract 2 is a short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on Highway 99 and consists of 151 acres grass with 5-strand barbed wire fence. Finally, Tract 3 is another short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on 99 and a mile and a half west on Highway 8. This features 116 acres in row crop with a balance of 35 acres in a watershed. The property includes a building site with an older pole shed and smaller storage sheds. The farm is terraced and boasts a high percentage of Wymore soil. For inspection or details, contact Mark Easter with Easter & Associates at Syracuse. Sale bill and particulars online at goeaster.com. Sale date Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. at the Pawnee City United Methodist Church, State Highway 50 and 9th Street. Again, contact Easter & Associates or go online at goeaster.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Your latest Larry Steckland report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, Washington, President Biden, this administration says they're going to spend $1 billion to help this situation called too little pay for the cattleman and the hog producer, too much pay for those going to the grocery store. It's an idea to break up what it calls, this is the administration now, calling it a meat and poultry processor monopoly. President Biden's action plan promises new, stronger rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act, issue new product of USA labeling rules, a joint initiative between the Justice Department and USDA to coordinate their efforts better. And I got to tell you, friends, it seems like this makes a whole lot of sense. Example, they want to expand and diversify meat and poultry processing capacity. They've already started that. Increase producers' income, provide producers an opportunity to have ownership in processing facilities, create stable, well-paying jobs in rural regions, raise the bar on worker health, safety, training, and wages for meatpacking jobs, spur collaboration among producers and workers, prompt state, tribal, and private co-investment, and provide consumers with more choices. They're going to issue a new product of USA labeling rules so that consumers can better understand where their meat comes from. USDA is using its existing authorities to increase transparency to the extent possible. The Biden administration will work with Congress to make cattle markets fairer, more transparent, and they like the administration to push hard the bipartisan legislation that's kind of headed up by Senator Grassley. Remember that? That improves price discovery of the cattle markets and facilitates actual negotiation of prices between livestock producers and packers. We'll see if all this comes true, friends. Boy, that's a lot to talk about and a lot to do. I hope it has enough teeth to get it done.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Even through the long months of winter, some folks are harvesting fresh rhubarb. Their secret is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 14th, the 14th day of the year. This was an important week in agricultural history. The first pineapples were introduced in Hawaii in 1813, and Ben Franklin sent a crate of rhubarb from London to the U.S. in 1770, marking its introduction to America. Even in January, you can keep a rhubarb crop by forcing it indoors. Here's how. Place several roots in a large planter or bushel bucket, cover with soil or peat, and put them in a cool, dark place, like a basement or shed. Keep them moist, and in about a month, you'll be harvesting tender, pink stalks. In moderate climates, you can force rhubarb outdoors by covering with light-proof pots or a small wastebasket. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You'll find plenty of rhubarb recipes online at almanac.com.
It's 729 from KNDY, 39 degrees. We'll warm into the 40s today ahead of a cold front moving in that mixed with some precipitation could bring an ice snow mix. Most of that developing into the early evening hours and continuing overnight. We're forecasting the 1 to 2 inch range of snowfall accumulation on the top side, but the icing accumulation, especially to points to our south, the greater threat. We'll keep you up to date on any weather-related announcements, postponements, or cancellations throughout the day.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The last time the Kansas City Chiefs played the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs, Tyreek Hill was a wide-eyed rookie wide receiver. Chris Jones was learning the ropes at defensive tackle, and Travis Kelce was just becoming one of the NFL's best tight ends. But they're a whole lot more experienced heading into their game Sunday night in Kansas City. The Chiefs have been to the last two Super Bowls, the last three AFC title games, and the team that couldn't win a playoff game at home has won five straight, a franchise record it hopes to extend when the Chiefs play Pittsburgh for the second time in a month. Lots of big games on tap for the Big 12 on Saturday. Number 19 Texas Tech comes to K-State for an 11 o'clock tip on Saturday. 1 o'clock tip West Virginia at number 9 Kansas. Number 15 Iowa State hosts number 21 Texas at 1 o'clock. Oklahoma travels to TCU for a 3 o'clock tip. And number 1 Baylor, they will host Oklahoma State Saturday at 4 o'clock. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night basketball action, Valley Heights takes Rossville in girls action 66-46. And in boys play, Valley Heights beat Rossville 56-53. On Friday, Marysville tips off at Wamego. The games have an early start due to the impending weather. Girls varsity action, 4 o'clock, boys to follow. Live broadcast on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. 49th Annual Jayhusker Wrestling Tournament Saturday in the Marysville Activity Center.
EVL basketball tournament just days away. Teams of the Twin Valley League continue to fight to improve their seeding. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight. Tune in this week to get all the latest info on the teams of the Twin Valley League as we head to Frankfort. The TVL Spotlight on the podcast page at knbyradio.com.
Pairings released for the Twin Valley League Tournament tipping off Saturday at Frankfort. Top four seeds have first-round byes with Centralia, Valley Heights, Hanover, and Donova West girls advancing to second round. Five-seed Clifton Clyde meets number 12 Wetmore. Six-seed Frankfort girls host number 11 Onega Saturday. Seventh-seed Troy takes on 10th-seed Blue Valley. And the 8-9 seeds Washington County and Axtell meet first round. On the boys' side, Hanover, Centralia, Clifton Clyde, and Axtell have first-round byes, while number 5 Troy faces 12th-seed Valley Heights. Number 6 Frankfort boys will host 11th-seed Washington County. 7th-seed Wetmore takes on number 10 Onega, and the 8-9 seeds Blue Valley and Donova West meet first round. Teams advance to Monday-Tuesday action, with boys' semifinals next Thursday and girls' next Friday. The finals will be played Saturday, January 22nd. Marysville boys basketball will tip off Monday evening at 7:30 versus Hiawatha in pool play, with St. Mary's Academy and Jackson Heights in the early game. Marysville boys are back in action Tuesday facing host Nemohal Hall Central, while Atchison meets Jackson Heights. Thursday pool play continues, with teams then advancing to consolation and championship games Saturday, January 22nd in Seneca. Brackets are posted on our KNDY website and our Facebook page.
KNDY.
She drove up to the restaurant where they used to dine. He was sitting at the table. Someone new this time. She walked up right beside him. Her face did not turn red. She looked at him so calmly, and this is what she said. Good as I was to you, is this the thanks I get? Are all the years we shared so easy to forget? said, should I bring another chair? She said, no, I was just leaving. But as she walked out the door, she said, honey,